May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read you another gospel lesson. This is from John 14. It's kind of a DNA scripture describing Jesus' identity on earth. He laid down his right to live as God, and he lived as a son of man, and he was the author and the perfecter of a life of faith, so that we would have his life as an example of how to live by faith. It's sort of a DNA of his identity and his assignment. This is verse 7 of John 14. Speaking to his disciples, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves." Let me just read this little bit to you. This is from John 17, same upper room experience with his disciples. And Jesus said, "These things Jesus spoke, lifting up his eyes to heaven. He said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all mankind, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have seen, and they have seen. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished your work, which you've given me to do. And now glorify me together with yourself, Father, with the glory I had even when I was with you before the world was. I manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world." Listen to what it says about Jesus says. He says, "Lord, you've given me authority, Father, over all mankind." But then he goes on, he says, "Lord, I have completed your work. I have finished your work or accomplished your work." Yet he's not gone to the cross yet. But there's a part of the work that he's accomplished pre-cross. He says, "I have authority over all the world," he says, "but I manifested your name to the men that you gave me." Jesus' identity in terms of him being the Son of Man was he said to disciples, "Seen me, you've seen the Father." You know, John 1:18 again says that Jesus, no man has seen God at any time, but Jesus has revealed him, explained him. Jesus came to reveal the likeness of the Father. So he said, "You know, Philip, when you've been with me, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And then Philip says, "Well, Lord, show us the Father, we'll be happy." And he said, "Philip, I've been with you this long, and you say, 'Show us the Father'?" He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Jesus didn't say he was the Father. It's important you understand that. But he said, "If you hang out with me, you've met the Father. You've encountered the Father." He said, "Because here's the thing. Don't you know that I'm in the Father? There's such a relationship with me and the Father. There's this mutual indwelling that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. And it's the Father who does his works through me." And then he says, "Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. But if you don't believe me because I say it, believe me on account of the works themselves." Jesus said in John 20, "As the Father sent me, so send I you." We've talked about this a lot. We know that it says in Romans chapter 8 that our calling and our identity and our calling and our assignment kind of flow together, flows from identity. Our identity is that we're in Christ. And because we're in Christ, Christ is in us. And our calling, which ends up flowing into our assignment, is that we're called to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Just as Jesus was called to reveal the likeness of the Father, you and I are called to reveal the likeness of Jesus. And even though Jesus had authority over the whole world, as a Christian, if I go to Africa or I go to Brazil or I go anywhere and I do ministry in the States, I carry the authority of Christ. But God has carved out a place where I'm to have influence and impact generally in my daily life. And I'm to manifest his name. I'm to manifest his likeness in that realm. See, your assignment is to not go and force people to come into agreement with you. Your assignment is not first and foremost to try to change them, though change is what we're after. But God positions Christians Just like he positioned Jesus with the men, the people, let's just put it that way, because there were women that were there too, like Mary Magdalene and others, the men, those who were with him, his group, he manifested the name of the Father. And he said, having done that, I've accomplished your work, Lord. I have authority over the whole world. I'm going to die for the whole world, but I'm called to influence and impact daily this group of people. And how did he do that? By trying to control them, trying to manipulate them, pouting when they don't behave right, getting frustrated with them, getting angry at them, trying to force them to come around to his conclusion. He said, no, I've shown you the Father. Listen to what he says. Again, hear this. If you had known me, you would have known the Father. So let me just say this to you. The people around you, if they have known you, they should know Jesus. So let's make it personal. If they, the group that God's put you to live around with, work with, the people that are, make up your daily life, those ones that he's cut out for you to have impact and influence, that's your assignment. If they've known you, they should have known Jesus, at least encountered him. Jesus said, I've been with you so long, you've not come to know me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. When people hang with you and they see you, they should see Jesus. That's influence and impact. And then he says, because, he goes down later and he says, this is the Father who's been in me and I've been in him. You're going to be in me and I'm going to be in you. That's Christianity. That's what it means to be a Christian. To be a Christian doesn't mean that you walk down the aisle one day, you know, and you did the Protestant bar mitzvah and somebody stamped on your forehead and said you're saved because you prayed the prayer. Now, you may have prayed the prayer, but what that did is bring you into a relationship where you're in Christ and Christ is in you. That's what makes you a Christian. See, that's where the enemy was so, made such a mistake. I remember one time stepping on a spider. It wasn't a very big spider. I stepped on that spider and I thought, it's dead. And like 100 little spiders came out. I went, wow. And so what happened is when Jesus was crucified and the enemy is so foolish, well, we're going to put an end to that. It's like, pow, gazillion little expressions of Jesus came running out. Not only did it not stop him, it spread the thing around the world. He planted those people in places where you work and where you live, at the city council and in different places, to do what? To show them Jesus, to be the incarnational presence of Christ there. And if they don't believe that you belong to Jesus, they should know it by your works, the works that Christ is doing through you. That's why he says in that next verse, truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he'll do even greater things because I go to the Father. What happens when you go to the Father? You point out his Holy Spirit who made my union with Christ real. Him and me and him. Just like the Holy Spirit made Jesus' union with the Father real. Our assignment is to what? Go and be Christ to the world and do his works, bringing heaven to earth. Not go beat him over the head. The scripture says, let your light shine. Don't cram it down their throat. When they've seen you, have they seen Jesus? When they hang around you, do they hang around Jesus? When they watch you work, do they see the works of Jesus? And that can just be in character issues and daily stuff, the way you deal with your life in terms of patience and love and serving. Jesus said he came to serve and not to be served. All those things, but also in signs and wonders. You want to get some knothead's attention who's really difficult to be with? There's something going on in their life? Speak a word of knowledge to them that reveals something in their heart that nobody in the world knows about and God's love, like the woman at the well. Or they say they don't feel good. Pray for them. Watch them get healed. Bringing heaven to earth. But I just was praying through that this morning, going, Lord, that's my assignment. My assignment flows from my identity. And you don't have to go out and try. Just go out and be the life of Christ. We've said this before, you're the only body he's got. Your prayer should have been this morning, Lord, these are your eyes to see with, your ears to hear with, your mind to think with, your feet to walk with, your hands to work with, your heart to love with, your lips to speak with. Have a nice day. And that's carrying influence and impact. We've talked a lot here and others who have a real burden for Selma and go, what is the answer for Selma? What's the answer for Selma? Here's the answer. God's already planted the answer right in the middle of Selma. It's called the body of Christ. There's no plan B. But until the church gets that, they're the body of Christ. They can't fight the world like the world. They can't convince the world through arguments. They can't get mad at the world. Guess how people in the world act like? Like they're in the world. We have to be the life of Christ and demonstrate the works of Christ. Then they'll know they have encountered Christ and heaven's come to earth. And that's how we change. That's what salt does. If you keep salt in the salt shaker, it can't do what it does. If you put a cover over light, it can't work. So just go be. Shining is a fact, not an act. You're either in Christ or you ain't. See, I like Southern language because like y'all and ain't, it doesn't take as much work. You don't, it doesn't take as much muscle. And this time of the year, when it's so hot, you want to exercise as little muscle as you can, right? That's why we mumble and go, ain't, y'all, it's down yonder. You want me to tell you how to get there? Yonder, down the road of peace. That's about self-preservation. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.